Hello, and welcome again to the debut season of I Made an Adult. In this second audio guide, I provide image descriptions of the images which are shown on the screen at the back of the stage throughout the performance. All of the images have been taken by me, except the photo that has me in it, which was taken by Adrian. The first three images are shown when I talk about making a birthday cake. They are scrolled across the screen. The first two are photos of my boys aged about 5 and 3 years old. They are decorating cakes. The third image shows my youngest boy, aged 3, putting lollies intended for the cake in his mouth. At the end of the second scene, a single image is shown when I am sitting at the kitchen table, holding my arms as if cradling my baby. At the end of this scene, when I talk about looking at my father, there is an image of my father on the screen. He is standing, holding my baby against his chest. The image is close up and taken outside. Dad and my baby fill the frame from Dad's waist up, his thick hands covering the lower half of my baby's body. They are sharply in focus. The leaves of the tree behind him are blurred. Dad is looking directly into the camera, and although there is some reflection of his glasses, his eyes are clearly visible. His hair, which was red but is fading to grey, is shoulder length, thick, and slightly flicked away from his face. His beard and moustache are white. They are trimmed but full. The baby is a few months old, so all his weight is against his grandpa's chest. He is facing the same direction as Dad, but his gaze is toward the ground and only one eye is visible. The other is in the shadows. The baby is wearing a dark blue baby suit with dark green stripes. It is crumpled and loose-fitting. There is an image briefly shown when I am in my childhood home and I say that I could be anyone I want to be. I could be the person I saw in my imagination. It is a grainy, filtered photo of Abu Dhabi's Grand Mosque, framed by the upper fronds of a palm tree. The colouring is muted grey but tinged with red, and beyond the palm tree the atmosphere is misty as if cloud cover is low. The palm tree is in the foreground, framing the right and top. In the middle distance are the bushy tops of other palm trees. In the background centre are the domes of the Grand Mosque with two tall minarets on their left. The following three images are scrolled on the screen when I am describing the things that I don't understand about Abu Dhabi. First is a view looking up into the white dome of a building with a chandelier cascading from its centre. Pointed, arched windows line the bottom of the dome, allowing daylight to come through. The chandelier is not lit, but it is made of fringes of silvery beads that are catching some light. At the top of the chandelier is a star-shaped gold frame. The layers underneath, all formed with these silver fringes, are three circles that graduate down in size from biggest to smallest. Second, a nighttime shot of an external car park and slightly out of focus. A gold, shiny four-wheel drive fills most of the frame. The lights of the car park are reflected off the car. Parts of other cars are visible, but they are standard colours like white. In the background, the tops of palm trees line the top edge of the frame. Third is another image which is filtered by an Instagram filter of a T-junction outside a school. In the foreground, a close-up of the road which is coloured deep red. The words school zone are painted in white in both English and Arabic. A red stop sign says stop in both English and Arabic. A car is turning right out of the street and is halfway over the speed hump, which is striped yellow and white. In the background, several low-rise buildings with cars and a yellow school bus are parked in front of them. When we get to Madrid and I talk about giving my children travel journals and my youngest boy goes back to reading, there is an image of my youngest son, aged about 6, lying on his stomach, resting on his elbows and reading a book. He is on a bed which is covered in a white quilt pulled tight. To his right are two small styrofoam containers, one filled with sliced fruit, kiwi fruit, peach, raspberries and cherries, and the other has dried apricots and cherry stones. In the background is a thin rectangular window, its glass open and swung inwards, and wrought iron bars on the outside. The following nine images are all of my eldest son, aged about nine. They follow one another in quick succession. They are at different scenes in Spain, but all show my nine-year-old boy with his head bent, a pen in his right hand, a notebook in his left, standing in a church with a line of pews behind him, facing the side of the church, sitting on a low concrete wall, standing on a footpath with other pedestrians around him, sitting on a step in a plaza, a cathedral in the background, and his brother sitting on the step above him, sitting in a car, resting his knee pulled up and his book resting against it, sitting on the step of a house in a row of whitewashed houses that are set at the top of a hill, in the background a sweeping view of hills stretching into the distance. His brother is approaching him with a smile of anticipation on his face. Sitting on the ground in the middle of a university plaza that is surrounded by modern buildings constructed of sheets of different coloured glass. Standing in the entrance of a small church, resting his book against the wall while he sketches. His brother is in the background, resting against the back of a pew, his head bent over his own sketchbook. There are two images shown during our time in Edinburgh. The first is of the boys and I in front of a row of posters stuck to a wall. I am standing on the right, wearing a white jumper and have a tidy haircut. The boys are to the left, the eldest behind the youngest with his arms over his shoulders. The youngest is grabbing at his brother's sleeves and poking his tongue out towards the camera. The posters, including two showing a headshot of me and my name in white print, are stuck to the wall behind. The second is a close-up of a glass with bright orange liquid, some ice and a bent orange straw. The top quarter of the glass is empty. A child's hand playing with a blue paper napkin are in the background and blurry. During my final lines of the performance, the image of my dad holding my baby is once again on the screen. After my final line, there is a montage of photos while background music plays. There are 14 images in all. The first is the four of us, Adrian, me and our children, in a holiday snap. From left to right, our youngest boy, Adrian, me and our eldest boy on the right. They are all sitting and I am standing behind, leaning on Leo, my arm around his shoulder. We are all looking into the camera and smiling. Together, we take up most of the frame. The final images are all of the two boys together, beginning with an image of our youngest boy, a few days old, being held by Adrian, with our eldest boy looking carefully at the baby. The photos then move chronologically through their lives. There are about 18 months in age difference between the two of them. The images move from being together in a cot, both sitting looking into the camera but neither wearing a shirt, dressed up, one with bunny ears, the other with a green wig, standing in a garden looking into the camera, wrapped together in a single red coat, sitting in a cafe, each with a pack of playing cards in their hands, the eldest showing the other how to hold the cards, lying face up together on a patch of grass, in the back seat of a caravan, arms around each other, at a bus station, the eldest boy holding the youngest in a hug while the youngest is screwing up his face and laughing, as young adults dressed for a school formal in jacket and ties. The final image, as described in the enhanced program notes, is of an orange-tinged sand dune which takes up nearly all of the image with just a small band of sky at the top. In the foreground, the sand is patterned in waves. In the middle distance, my two boys, aged about 8 and 6, are running towards the sand dunes and have reached its base. Long shadows are being cast by their bodies. One of the boys is kicking up sand behind him as he runs. This image stays on the screen as you leave the theatre. Thank you for joining me for I Made an Adult.